Hello, everyone. Ryan Stevens on the College Football Stack. Our College Football Bowl previews roll right along. Today, we're going to cover the three games taking place on Tuesday, December the 26th. You can nurse that holiday hangover, play with all your Christmas toys, wear your Christmas socks, and relax while watching these games. 2 o'clock Eastern on ESPN on Tuesday, the Quick Lane Bowl from Ford Field in Detroit. The Bowling Green Falcons taking on the Minnesota Golden Gophers. Minnesota, a 3.5-point favorite at the time of recording. They opened as a 7-point favorite. Bowling Green, 7-5 this year overall, 8-4 against the spread. Minnesota went 5-7 overall, 3-9 against the spread. Minnesota was 3-6 in Big Ten play this year. They lost their last four games of the season to Illinois, a not-so-great Purdue team, Ohio State, and Wisconsin. If it weren't for Iowa, the talk of bad offenses in the Big Ten West might be about Minnesota. They finished 109th in points per game at 20.2 this year. They were 113th in yards per play and 125th in passing yards per game. They like to run the ball, though, so that's not much of a surprise when you look at those low passing yardage stats. Bowling Green, they closed out their year while winning five of their last six games in the MAC. The only blemish in that stretch was a 1-point loss to Toledo. When looking at the team profile for the Falcons, you go right to the run defense because you know that's how Minnesota is going to want to play. Bowling Green was above average, about average against the run this year. I think the could come down to this game is turnovers, and Bowling Green ranked 18th in the country in turnover margin per game. If they can get one or two turnovers, that might swing things. Bowling Green 5-9 all time in bowl games. They're 2-3 straight up in their last five appearances, only covering one of those last five. Minnesota 11-12 all time in bowl appearances. They have won five in a row and are 4-1 against the spread in that stretch, 1-1 as a favorite. Bowling Green has covered five of their last six games this year. They're just 1-5 straight up in their last six games against teams from the Big Ten. They're 2-9 straight up in their last 11 games played on Tuesdays. 8-4 against the spread, though, in their last 12 games away from home. And they are 4-2 at the window in their last six games as an underdog. Minnesota has only covered one of their last five games. They have won 9 out of 10, though, against teams from the MAC. I think Bowling Green's going to do something here. I like the Falcons. Give me them plus 3.5. 39.5 is the total in this one. Under in Minnesota's 4 of their last 6, as well as 7 of their last 8 in the month of December. They have seen the over hit in 4 of their last 5 as a favorite. Bowling Green, the over has hit in 4 of their last 5 games overall and 8 of their last 11 in the month of December. 39.5 is awfully low, but even a 21-17, you know what, I got to say over. I'm going to say over 39.5. Also on Tuesday, 5:30 p.m. Eastern on ESPN, the ServPro First Responders Bowl from Gerald J. Ford Stadium in Dallas, Texas. The Texas State Bobcats taking on the Rice Owls. Texas State, a 5.5-point favorite in this game. They were 7-5 this year, 6-6 against the spread. Rice, 6-6 overall, 8-3-1 against the spread. I wanted more from Texas State this year, I'll be honest. They were plucky all season. I thought they could have been, had a better record going in. They were heavy on the transfer portal. They were definitely an interesting story. Kind of got overshadowed by Colorado in that regard, but they beat Baylor in week one, and then, you know, really, they lost their big conference games was what killed them. They lost to Troy, lost to Coastal Carolina, lost to Arkansas State. The offense can move the ball, though. TJ Finley threw for more than 300 yards in three of the last four games. The only one he didn't, he was cut short by an injury in that one. He only threw for 49 yards against Coastal Carolina. Rice won their last two games of the year to bounce back from a tough middle stretch of the season when they lost 4 of 5. No real signature win or performance on the schedule. They actually lost to UConn back in early October. So Rice, the definition of your 6-6 average bowl team if you're looking at them on paper. Rice, 7-6 all-time in bowl games. They're 3-2 in their last five straight up and against the spread. Texas State making their first ever bowl appearance. The Bobcats just 2-5 against the spread in their last 7 games, but they are 8-2 straight up in their last 10 games when they are the favorite. Rice 8-3-1, as I mentioned, against the spread this season. They've covered 5 of their last 7 in the month of December and 5 of their last 6 when playing as an underdog. All of the trends here really pointing to Rice. I'm going with the Bobcats, though. I'm definitely a little biased there. I've really enjoyed watching them this season. Give me Texas State minus 5.5. 59 is the total. The total has gone under in 4 of Rice's last 6 games overall. It has gone over, though, in each of Rice's last 5 games against teams from the Sun Belt. Texas State under in 4 of their last 5 against teams from Conference USA. 59 feels like a lot. I'm going to say under 59. Our last matchup for today's episode, Tuesday, December 26th, 9 o'clock Eastern on ESPN. It's the Guaranteed Rate Bowl from Chase Field in Phoenix. The Kansas Jayhawks taking on the UNLV Rebels. Kansas a 12.5-point favorite. They went 8-4 this season, 7-5 against the spread. UNLV 9-4 this year, 10-3 against the spread. Kansas came into this season with a much higher profile than last year. They weren't sneaking up on anybody in 2023, and they held their own. They had a big win over Oklahoma in late October and some close losses late in the season. You can see the program continuing to rise, and these are the type of teams that can really capitalize on a bowl win. So, you know, Lance Leipold will have the Jayhawks focused in this one. Similar to some of the teams we've talked about already today, Kansas wants to run the ball. They have a 60-40 run-pass ratio on offense. They were 8th in the country with more than 208 yards rushing per game this season. That's not great news if you're a UNLV fan, as the Rebels were below average against the run this year. But UNLV has a strong rushing attack of their own, so you know they won't shy away from the challenge either. The Rebels lost their final game of the regular season to San Jose State and, of course, fell in the Mountain West Championship to Boise State. Despite their solid rushing attack, the guy to watch offensively is wide receiver Ricky White. He went for more than 1,300 yards receiving this year. He's been giving everyone fits on the outside. UNLV 3-1 all-time in bowl games, 2-1 against the spread. This is their first bowl appearance since 2013. Kansas 6-7 all-time in bowl games, 3-2 straight up in their last 5. They are 3-1-1 against the spread in that stretch. UNLV has covered 10 of their last 13 games overall. They are 2-5 against the spread in their last 7 games against teams from the Big 12. 1-4 straight up in their last 5 in the month of December, but 8-1 against the spread when playing as the underdog. Kansas has covered 4 of their last 5 games overall. They have won 4 of their last 5 against teams from the Mountain West. They're 9-2 straight up in their last 11 when playing as the favorite. I know Jalen Daniels is out. I know that there's a lot going here. I think Kansas wins this one, but 12.5 feels like a lot. I think UNLV is a plucky squad. You've heard me use that word a couple of times today. I think UNLV loses but covers 12.5. 64.5 is the total. The total has gone over in 5 of Kansas's last 7 games played in the month of December. The over has also hit in 4 of UNLV's last 5. 64.5 is a lot of points, but I think it gets there. Give me over 64.5. I think this one's going to be a fun one. That's going to do it for this episode of the College Football Stack. Be sure to subscribe to the feed wherever you're listening to this podcast. We will be here with previews of every remaining bowl game and, of course, the college football playoff games as well. For the College Football Stack, I'm Ryan Stevens. Thank you for joining us.